This is the inside track. We're still up at the pit side parts. And Donaldson, we got a chance to talk with the 2011 Wild Thing Rookie of the Year at the Lee County Speedway, Connie Justice. Connie, how you feeling about that last season? I know talking here with you said you weren't going to race this year, but got to be feeling pretty good about being Rookie of the Year last year at the Lee County Speedway.
I am actually really happy about it. I set out to at least finish every feature that I started, and I did that with the exception of one feature, and I kind of had a hood incident that night, but I fulfilled my goals, and that was what it was all about.
You know, a lot of people watch the four-cylinder class, not just here at the Lee County Speedway or anywhere, but they think, well, that's not really racing, and those guys aren't really, you know, serious. That's not true, is it?
Absolutely not. That was the craziest things I've ever done in my entire life. It ranged from being the scariest thing I've ever done to probably the most fun thing I've ever done.
Well, one thing's for sure, those cars are a little bit of a challenge, because one thing about a front-wheel drive car or a four-wheel drive car, if you pack it into the corner and you don't do much lifting, it's not always real easy to get going the other direction.
No, you got to make sure that you're going to stick if you're going to pack it in there full bore, because I had a few incidences last year where I didn't quite lift enough and almost smoked the wall, but I saved it, but I don't know how, but I did.
How long did it take you to get nerves calmed down? Did it take a while?
It took until I had my first big accident, about, 3-4 weeks into the season. It was probably when I had my first big accident, and then I was still nervous when I got in the car, but not nearly as bad.
How'd all the guys treat you? Were they pretty good to you?
For the most part, yeah, they were all really, really good to me. I had a few that thought that I shouldn't be out there, but you'll have that anywhere.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that all the way to Danica Patrick. So I guess that doesn't change no matter what division you're in.
That's right. You're going to have the ones that think that it's a boys-only sport, and I hate to break it to them as girls are here.
That's right. Had to been. Could you imagine of trying to do this without I know you had a lot of help from Bill. Could you imagine trying to do it a few years ago without on your own?
Absolutely not. There's no way. I mean, I help him out a lot with the cars anyway, but there's no way I could have done it by myself. Absolutely not.
Well, you turned out with a pretty good season, winning Rookie of the Year. Who'd you have for sponsors on your car?
I had Voodoo Ride, the Drive Dent Hunger, Sunline, John's Food Center, TA Tire. I can't remember who else I had.
Oh, no, see, now you were over here, wasn't she? You know, she's standing behind you, boy. She knew every single one of those sponsors. You were forgetting the little different ones. It's harder when you know what it is harder when you're talking, because you can't talk and think at the same time, because that's obvious with me a lot of times.
I did have the inside track on my car last
year. Sure did.
And,
we appreciate it.
I think that was it. Yeah, I think that's pretty much everybody.
Well, Connie, thanks for talking with us on the inside track, and wish you the best of luck if you do decide to come back racing in the future, and thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.